Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. God bless you and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Bible study for today, the 30th of May, 2023. My name is Tolu Topalada, the set man for Christ Apostolic Church, Graceville. Thank you for tuning in to join us. And today's Bible study is lesson 9 from the Unified Bible Study pamphlet for Christ Apostolic Church. And in this lesson, we're going to be dealing with the topic, increased lawlessness. Increased lawlessness. Let's just say a word of prayers before we go ahead. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for bringing us together to learn at your feet again. Father, I ask that we go into your word today. We ask that you be with us. You open our eyes, open our hearts. Lord, you shed light upon these words in the name of Jesus, that at the end we will be blessed in the name of Jesus, and your name will be glorified in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Amen. So, we'll be looking at increased lawlessness as one of the lessons for the theme for the whole book of the Bible. The Bible study theme is in these end times. So we're looking at things that are happening in the end times. So now we're looking at increased lawlessness as one of the topics of that theme. Matthew 24 12 to 13, then we read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, then verse 7 to 12. So I'm going to be reading the Passion Translation, Matthew 24, 12. Matthew 24, 12. There will be such an increase of sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. But hold your hope firmly to the end and you will experience life and deliverance. 2 Thessalonians 2, then we read verse 3, then verse 7 to 12. Verse 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. Before that day comes, the rebellion must occur, and the outlaw, the destructive son, will be revealed in his true light. We'll go to verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already active. But the one who prevails will do so until he is separated out of the mist. Then the outlaw will be openly revealed, and the Lord will overthrow him by the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by the dazzling manifestation of his presence. The presence of the outlaw is apparent by the activity of Satan, who uses all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, spurious wonders, and every form of evil deception in order to deceive those who are perishing because they rejected the law of the truth that will lead them to be saved, to being saved. Because of this, God sends them a powerful delusion that leads them to believe what is false. So then, all who found their pleasure in unrighteousness and did not believe the truth will be judged. I love this version. I love the Passion Translation. Beautiful translation of those verses. Okay, so the Bible says that in those two books we've read, those two passages, that lawlessness shall increase, shall abound. The number of people will forget the love they have for God. That Matthew 24 says people whose hearts once burned with love for God will just get tired of doing all this So love of God will wax cold. Love for one another will wax cold. 2 Thessalonians 3 is telling us that the outlaw, that's the Antichrist, or the man, this rebellious man, will be revealed. And before he's revealed, everything, the lawlessness will also increase. Verse 11 says, because they do not retain God in their mind. That's what KJV, NKJV says. But this one says, this translation says, because of this, God sends them a powerful delusion that leads them to believe what is false. So because they do not retain God, because they want to be lawless, God will send them a delusion that they keep believing what is false. May we not fall into this category, because you wonder what people are, what people are defending as the truth these days. Gosh, it's painful. It is well. Okay, Paul, let's just go to the introduction. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, describes the end times as a perilous time. He gives some of the happenings that show that the time is a dangerous one. The proliferation of sin and lawlessness is one of the major reasons the end time will be dangerous and difficult for many. Already, we are in it. Let us see how the scripture describes the coming of this increased lawlessness. In Matthew 24:9-14, Jesus described the spiritual condition of those in the end time. It is nothing to be desired. Part of the things expected in this end time is increased lawlessness with its attendant consequences. Yes, we read verses 12 and 13 of that Matthew 24. Maybe we should start from verse 9. And like the commentary said, like the introduction said, you don't want to be around at this time. This is nothing to be desired. Let's look at it. You know, verse 9, Matthew 24. You can expect to be persecuted, even killed, for you'll be hated by all nations because of your love for me. These are end time predictions. So it's already happening anyways. Then many will stop following me and fall away. I saw someone put on their Facebook platform some very derogative, in fact, somewhat blasphemous messages a couple of days ago because of the happenings in Nigeria, because they trusted God that their preferred candidates will be sworn in. So, and that didn't happen because they trusted God that it would go their way. So they used prophecy and faith for that. So when it didn't happen, the person just started saying all sorts. God doesn't exist, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, gosh. Although I think I've preached a message on that before, that the Nigerian church, we have congregation. We have more of congregation than disciples. Very few disciples in the Nigerian, in the church of nowadays. We have more of congregation, congregants, because you just see quite a number, the kind of utterances that is coming out of people's mouth these days. So it's saying that many will stop following me and fall away. That is a sign of the end time, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. There will be such an increase of the sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. But hold on firmly to the end and you'll experience life and deliverance. Verse 14, Yet, through it all, the good news of the heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed all over the world. Despite this rubbish, despite the fact that people are just denying God and just the things that you hear people say, and these are people that supposedly should have been close to God. But we say, yet, through all this, through it all, the good news of heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed all over the world, providing every nation with a demonstration of the reality of God. And after then, the end of this age will arrive. So, yes, that's an encouragement. Through it all, the gospel will still be preached, no matter how the devil is raising his ugly head. Through it all, the gospel will still be preached. Praise the Lord. Meanwhile, lawlessness is being without law. It is the state of people showing no regard for the law, and so are wicked. It also means sinfulness, that is, doing unlawful things, including flagrant defiance of the known will of God. It is an act not being restrained, controlled, or moderated by the law of the Lord, hence being characteristically unruly. This is the idea in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. Look at the kind of things that is even going on in our day. I think Uganda passed an anti-gay law or something like that, anti-homosexual law, and you could see the way some of the countries of the West went ballistic. Wait, this is my law, my own country. People are just doing things unrestrained. People are now identifying to be anything now. So we all just look and say they identify to be disabled. So I plucked out his own eyes and say he feels he should have become blind. So he's identifying to be blind. And that's what the Bible is saying in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, that if they do not retain God in their mind, he gives them up to a reprobate mind to do the things that are not convenient. So that is lawlessness. It is abounding. It is everywhere. It is getting crazier and crazier by the day. Well, it's been predicted by the word, in the Bible. So these things will happen. Praise the Lord. So let's discuss Matthew 24:12. Lawlessness will abound means complete anarchy. Which means complete anarchy would become the order of the day. Complete anarchy will become the order of the day. It's like those of us who are not sharing some ideas, some opinions now in the world. We are now looking at like the minority or the ones that is like our is now looking as if it's our own head that is not correct. Do you understand? Like, it is now the norm to be lawless, to go against the laws of God. I'm still going to compare some. Okay, yes, that's even the next part. Compare this with the events that will unfold at the breaking of the sixth seal. Revelation 6:12-17. If you've been following my teachings on the book of Revelation and end times, you'll understand, you'll agree with me that I hold the opinion that the seal number six is when rapture will happen. That's my opinion, because it's also confirmed in Matthew 24. But let's look at Revelation 6, verse 12 to 17. Verse 12. Behold, I saw the Lamb break open the sixth seal, which released powerful earthquakes. I saw the sun become pitch black, and the full moon become blood red. The stars from heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree shaken by a stormy wind sheds its unripe figs. The sky receded with a snap as a scroll rolls itself up, and every mountain and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth and its great princes and generals, the rich and powerful, and everyone, whether they were slave or free, ran for cover and hid in the caves and among mountain boulders. They called out the mountain and the boulder, saying, "Fall on us at once. Hide us quickly from the glorious face of the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath hath come, and who is able to stand?" Okay, so we are to compare that lawlessness abounding with the events in the sixth seal. The Bible says, after all those things has happened, lawlessness is now the order of the day. Rapture will happen. Also confirmed in Matthew 24, please read the whole of Matthew 24 towards the end. You see that all these things will happen. The Bible says it's not yet end time, but this cosmetologic disturbance, the sun becoming black, the moon becoming blood red, the skies rolling away, and then it starts dropping. Those are the things that we characterize rapture, characterize the end time, the end of this age. That's rapture itself. So number three, this lawlessness is a matter of life that disregards God and the law of the land. Of course, a situation in which one's neighbor has no legal claim or rights. You know, people can now threaten people. Okay, this was just a joke. There was a case, for those who followed it, of a Nigerian senator in modern slavery acts in the UK, who was trying to get a kidney for their child. Very sad case. However, because they were doing it illegally, they were arrested, tried in courts, and then sentenced to jail. Someone was saying, I think on social media, I read it somewhere, that if that case had been in Nigeria, it is the boy that they wanted to harvest his kidney that would be in jail, not the person that wanted to harvest kidney. You know, lawlessness is so that people can gladly threaten you for doing the right thing. Like, you that you are doing the right thing will be the one to be punished for doing the right thing. That's how lawless our land has been, and it's sad, very, very, very sad. Hallelujah. Okay, Paul talks of the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. How does that relate to the lawlessness that will mark the end of the age? Okay, we've talked about that. The Antichrist is a person that will be revealed before the end of the age. Some of the things constitute this abounding iniquity, that's lawlessness, are but not limited to the following. Number one, greatly increasing malice and wickedness of outrageous persecutors. Increasing malice and wickedness. You wonder how people are just inherently wicked. Wickedness seems to be, people are just, it's like they are sitting down. I don't know, you saw some memes. I think there was a meme on social media a couple of months ago. As you see someone reading a book, and the title of the book is How to Be More Wicked. Like, people are just innovating ways to maltreat the other person. People are inherently wicked. Number two, the treachery and animosity of apostates. We treated apostasy last week. Apostasy is a situation whereby someone has known God or known Jesus and then is denying Christ. A lot of things are happening now. There was especially during this election time, there was someone who claims to be a prophet and saying that if a particular person does not win an election, it means God has not called him. We start worshiping Ifa. Like, you could imagine, these are people that supposedly have known God. Another person said, if so and so, a person does not win election, they should come and cut off his right hand because he's so sure what God is telling him. And the person is dealing with. So, you know, you could see apostasy, you could see some denial of, and people are just turning back from God. These are people who have known God. How will someone see, because of ordinary presidential election, if it doesn't happen like that, we go and start worshipping Ifa, and you are supposedly a man of God? So you could see increase in apostasy is an end time thing. It's increasing. Please take it from me. There's so much apostasy going on. People are saying all sorts of things, backsliding here and there. God will keep us to the end in Jesus' name. The godless activities of false teachers and wickedness characterizing the lives and interactions of some Christians. Godless activities of false teachers. Someone posted, you know, this last week, last couple of weeks have been political times for Nigerian politicians, and there have been prophecies, and also thank God for our fathers. The president of CC, Pastor Esau Oladele, was answering some questions because some of us threw some difficult questions. I mean, why is all these things happening? All these political prophecies and things. And Daddy responded and said, one, our God is not a talkative. No, that just sealed it for me. Our God is not a talkative. He has many things to tell you about your life than who will win election or who will not win election or your Nigerian election. As if, and you know, people just do it as if the whole plan of God, the eternal plan of God, is dependent on the person who wins Nigerian election. Like, how do you put God? How do you micromanage God to that level? You put God in that tiny box. And the whole God of the universe, not God of the earth alone, or God of Mars, God of Pluto, God of the sun, God of the moon, God of the other galaxies, his whole plan is embedded in the person that runs Nigeria for the next 4 years. So he said, God is not a talkative, and there are many false teachers. So when the prophecies didn't come to pass, people started coming on social media now to start twisting it and start making it. And actually, if God says something, you can pray against it and it won't happen. You know, so I started. So one of my uncles was saying on their Facebook page that, I hope some of the churches who said these things, I hope their members will learn. But no, sir. First teachers will keep increasing. In fact, don't be surprised that those people have more members. It is a sign of the end times, sir. It's a sad reality. I'm a realist when it comes to these things, and the Bible has said it will keep happening. False teachers, we've heard about the once saved, forever saved dogma. We've heard about criticism about tithes. How is someone who is a radio DJ will start teaching you about theology? Do you understand? And he has followers. He will have, sir. It is a sign of the end time. It is false prophets will keep increasing. The activities of false teaching will keep increasing. Praise the Lord. So all these will result in the love of many waxing cold. So I'm here to encourage you. Don't let your love wax cold. Yes, these things are happening. They are discouraging. But you should be caught by surprise if you haven't read the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's been said. These things will happen. So when they are happening, and Jesus has given us an end story, be of good cheer. He who endures to the end shall be saved. So endure. Don't get discouraged to the extent that your love will wax cold. It is painful, especially for those of us who have some people we revere, some of our fathers, some of our mentors, our big brothers in ministry, and they are doing some things. It could be painful, and we are all humans. I make my own mistakes. People make mistakes. Our fathers are humans. They are not angels. They make their mistakes. They make their mistake. Let's call them some slacks. It is true. We are all humans. But don't let that discourage you. Don't let that discourage you. Don't let that be something that will make you sad or anything. So I just want to encourage you. Don't let that one affect your love for God. Because all these things happening, apostasy, false teaching, lawlessness, just look at everywhere. It seems that if you are on the right path, people will be against you. Like the universe or the system is against you being on the right path. So all these things will result in the love of many waxing cold. So please don't let it affect you. The rate of wrongdoing will cause many people to stop loving others. You understand? It's not just the love of God again now. The love for others will just deplete. So stop showing their love for each other. What a terrible situation. Of course, true love, agape love, is impossible for the lawless. For the lawless who are driven by selfish and self-centered concerns and have no regard for others. Hence, the loss of love. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4 say, it make note that this increased lawlessness will give platform and power to the man of lawlessness to have his field day troubling God's people. So this increased lawlessness is setting the stage for the Antichrist. Let's read that verse 3 and 4 of 2 Thessalonians 2. We only read verse 3 the other time. So 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 to 4. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. Before that day comes, the rebellion must occur and the outlaw, the destructive son, will be revealed in his true light. He is the opposing counterpart who exalts himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped and who sits enthroned in God's temple and makes himself out to be a God. You could see that everything that is attaining to wokeness seems to be anti-church or anti-gospel. Antichrist. Everything, do you understand? You can talk about every other thing, but don't talk about Jesus. Was it one of these AI tools? I can't remember now. If anybody remembers the exact story, please correct me if I'm wrong on the comment box. The AI that was said to have to censor out Jesus and God. I think the person asked the AI questions about God. He censored it out. He didn't want to talk about God or Jesus. But the person asked about Satan, and yes, the AI responded. So God is offensive now to some people. The word God, the word Jesus is offensive, but Satan is not offensive. Satanism is good, is fine. You can go ahead about it. You can shout all to the rooftop about it. But God, we don't want to hear. Lawlessness is increasing. And all these things, they are preparing the way for the Antichrist. They are preparing the way for the Antichrist to come and have a field day. Praise the Lord. So, according to Matthew 24, verse 13, the way out is enduring to the end. And we shall be saved. Let's look at Romans 5, 3 to 4. Romans 5, 3 to 4 tells us what endurance produces. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. Romans 5, verse 3. But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop patient, will develop in us patient endurance. Pressures is also translated tribulation. Verse 4, and patient endurance will refine our character, and a proven character leads us back to hope. So let's endure. That's the way out. Endurance will produce a good character. That good character will lead us back to hope. So let's just keep enduring. Don't worry. And when it leads us back to hope, faith is evidence of things, is assurance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So with that hope, we are sure that this thing will not be like this. We're going to see our Lord Jesus very soon. Endurance entails giving genuine love for God. Come rain, come shine. It also entails the resolve, others may be sunk in evil, but I will not. I want us to make that pronunciation and proclamation today. Others may be doing this, I will not do it. Others may, I will not. Others may, I will not. Praise the Lord. Okay, before going to conclusion, if you have questions, please type it out in the comment section. I will attend to it there. Conclusion, no amount of prayer can stop the multiplicity of sin in this end time. Fact, no matter how much you pray, no amount of prayer can stop the multiplicity of sin. Sin will keep being multiplied because Jesus has said this will happen. But Christians must guide against sin in their lives in the end time. So can you see, sin will abound, lawlessness will abound, just guide against it in your own life. You can be helped by the Holy Spirit as Joseph was helped against the godless advances of his master's wife. Paul counsels Christians to be steadfast, immovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Do not yield to sin. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. The word of God is a strong tool to defeat the devil and his evil. So let the word dwell richly in you. That is one of the tools to defeat the devil. And it's true. Praise the Lord. Let's just say a few prayer points. Let's just appreciate the name of the Lord for this teaching. Father, Lord, we thank you for this teaching, for this encouragement that yes, lawlessness will definitely abound, but you have overcome the world. We thank you for this assurance that yes, we have to endure. Thank you for strength to endure. Thank you for strength to endure. Thank you for strength to endure. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we just pray the Lord fortify me against Satan's onslaught. The devil is out there on a massive rampage. Onslaught. Fortify me against Satan's onslaught. At this end, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I am fortified. I am fortified against the onslaught of Satan in this end time. I am fortified in the name of Jesus. Fortify me against the onslaught of the enemy, the onslaught of the devil in this end time, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mighty powers, destroy all the effects of sin in my life. All the effects of sin in my life, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Lord, the effect of sin, the power of sin is destroyed in our lives in the name of Jesus. This sin will no longer have dominion over us in the name of Jesus. The power of sin is destroyed in our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of your love continue to burn strongly in the hearts of all believers. Lord, we pray, let's intercede on behalf of all believers. Let the fire of your love begin to intercede, and begin to burn in the life of all, in our hearts, Lord, all believers. Let the fire of your love begin to burn in our hearts. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your God that answers prayers. Lord, we ask that you will increase our hearts, you increase our love for you, increase our passion for you in the name of Jesus. Increase our love for you in the name of Jesus. Increase our love for you in the name of Jesus. Sin will have no dominion over us in the name of Jesus. Whoever is struggling with one weakness, one sin or the other, I pray for you, be free in the name of Jesus. Someone is so discouraged that their love is waxing cold, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much for tuning in. There is a brand new program starting on Friday, and it's called Couch Friday. Couch Friday is where we just come as a talk show. We come relaxed on Twitter spaces. And we just contribute. We just talk about contemporary issues, real issues. Put our Christian journeys, some issues that church often run away from. Those are some of the issues we talk about on Couch Friday. So this Friday night, so we're going to be, you see all the flyers on across all social media platforms very soon. By now, you should have been seeing them. So we'll share those flyers across, get ready. We've got some of our friends who are coming, who are subject matter experts in some of these things we're talking about. They'll be coming, they'll be speaking with us. We don't want to miss you. It's on Twitter spaces. All the handles will be on the screen, and also follow us across all social media platforms at CSC Graceville for information about that. Thank you very much. God bless you. Enjoy your evening and have a blessed week ahead. God bless you.